Hello, fabulous people. Camille Forte here with a bite-sized business podcast. And for a few minutes, literally, we're going to talk about social media strategy for putting out fires. I would like to say there is no pun intended in that. And myself, as well as my usual partner in crime, Michael, also known as Megatron, also known as Optimus Prime, or whatever he chooses that week, is actually a San Francisco Bay Area native. So this is something that hits very close to home for us. So we just want to give a really big shout out to all the first responders, all the people who have lost their lives, and so much more in the California fires. But getting back to the Bite-Sized Business podcast, obviously I have to keep it shorter. It wouldn't be bite-sized. Anyway, so what do I mean by putting out fires, and why do you need a social media strategy for it? Well, especially now with the holidays upon us, not coming up, they're upon us. There are so many different situations in which you need a crisis management strategy, an intervention, whatever you want to call it. You need a backup plan. You need a way to handle things when they don't go as planned. And let me just give you a few examples. Last week, Facebook went down for a few hours, several hours, enough for it to get on the trending list. But here's the kicker, and I want you to pay special attention to this, especially if you're still wondering if social media or Facebook specifically should be a part of your marketing plan. People everywhere were calling 911. I kid you not, go ahead and Google it, look it up. People were calling 911 so much that a lot of police precincts had to put messages on their social media pages, as well as on the incoming 911 lines, that they have nothing to do with Facebook, and, you know, they're very sorry, but they can't help you. So that tells you how important it is, you know, when Facebook goes down, the people panic. What if you were running a campaign? What if you were running a campaign for the upcoming holidays, and some people are now saying, well, hey, I tried to enter your contest or your giveaway, and I wasn't able to enter it in time, or I tried to use the share feature so that I could get more entries for the contest, but I wasn't able to because the platform was down. Do you have a backup plan in place to say, yes, we'll take care of you. Please still be a part of our community. You know, be a part of the campaign. Another really overlooked aspect is that Facebook is also now a job search platform. So what if the day comes that you have an HR issue and it actually traces back to a job listing that was on a social media platform? Reputation management. There's a whole rainbow of things that could apply here, from a negative review on Facebook, not even just on your page, but it could just be maybe someone posted something on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere, and you haven't been doing your social listening, and so you have no idea it was there, but meanwhile, it's deterring tons and tons of customers. What if you never thought that social media was a necessary part of your marketing strategy, and unbeknownst to you, there's actually a page that a bunch of people who you don't know created, and they are talking trash about you left and right? I know it sounds extreme, but I'm actually talking about a very specific example, and I've seen it more than once, but they never thought they should get into Facebook, and what do you know? User-generated pages with a whole bunch of commentary on that company. There's so many, you know, I remember when social media was like the wild, wild west for us, and we could get away with so much, social media was largely unregulated, and I remember having clients who had to adhere to certain standards, like the design of their website, because they were part of a bigger corporation, and there were design standards, and social media was like the Wild West, where we had creative freedom, we could post whatever we wanted, and it was just, you know, a free-for-all. But now there are laws involved. You've seen court cases of people who have been convicted for things based on what they posted on social media. That carries over into business and possibly into your business. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is actually now involved in social media as well. And if you post a product or service and they feel that you haven't done so accurately or that you haven't represented it perfectly enough, you can come into some seriously hefty fines because of it. So have a social media strategy in place that doesn't just cover the day-to-day, but also covers what might happen when things don't go as planned. And that's a really big... that's like a football field of possibilities in terms of what might not go right. So you can do two things. You can either, you know, just tune out, think about it yourself, mull over it as you're binging on Netflix tonight, or tune into my next podcast, because I'm actually going to take on this topic. I am going to have Megatron with me. I don't know if he will choose to be called Megatron this week, but he is going to, be my usual partner in crime, but also my devil's advocate. And we're going to put a little twist on it, an unexpected twist. And I can't tell you what that is, because that's the point of it being a twist. So I want to thank you for tuning in. I do want to encourage you to think about this. Take it very seriously. It could really make or break business, again, especially with the holiday season coming up. So tune back in and get the rest of the scoop. Thanks, everybody.